what inspired Kelly Vilpetz to host a Reptile Rescue Day?
Yeah, absolutely. So we became aware through the government that there were a number of reptiles that were in need of homes. And these reptiles had come into to various organisations in a number of ways. Some of them were surrendered pets, escaped pets from government seizures as well. And they had quite a few of these animals that they were caring for. And they basically said, we're really struggling to find homes for them. Can you guys, you know, give us a hand? So we did our first Reptile Rescue Day early last year, and it was a huge success. We rehomed nearly 40 snakes all on the same day. And then, yeah, the government came back and said, hey, we've got some more animals that need homes. Can you guys help us out again? So we're doing it round two.
So will it be mostly snakes who are looking for homes, or will there be other reptiles as well?
Yeah, so this Reptile Rescue Day, it's a number of different types of animals. So we've actually got some pythons, we've got quite a few different types of lizards, and we also have some turtles all in need of homes.
Wow.
Yeah, so quite a few different types.
What do you think it is about reptiles that makes them such good pets for people?
For sure. I think in the last sort of decade, we've seen a massive, explosion in popularity of keeping reptiles as pets. And I think that the main key reasons are because they're fairly low maintenance. You know, most reptiles need a relatively small enclosure, so they don't take up a lot of space in the house. Their care is relatively easy compared to something like a dog or a cat needs constant walking and grooming and that sort of stuff. And people, you know, really have an appreciation for nature. So it's basically bringing a little slice of nature into your house. You can have a little, you know, desert themed setup with a bearded dragon, or a nice tropical themed setup with a python. The setups look really nice in the home as well.
They do. They really do. I think that people do really nice things when they set up their little enclosures for their snakes or for their turtles or whatever they've got in their house. Now, I know when you're bringing something like a dog or a cat into your home, it's a really specific type of home that you need, but it seems like reptiles could almost fit in anywhere.
Yeah. So as long as you've got a bit of space in the house or a room, you can definitely fit many species of reptile in there. And it's also, you know, gives people that connection to nature, because so many people these days are detached from nature, you know, living in suburbia and away from the bush and whatnot. And it's really, you know, bringing that connection into the home, which I think is really special. And it gives people that appreciation for, you know, the amazing native reptiles that we have, because we do have so many here in Australia. We're very lucky.
Absolutely. Now, I know when you adopt something like a cat or a dog in New South Wales, they come microchipped and de-sexed and vaccinated and all those sorts of wonderful things. Is it the same situation with reptiles?
Not generally. So most reptiles that you get as a pet generally don't come with the same sort of, vaccinations are not necessary in terms of de-sexing. Again, it's not normally a requirement with reptiles. Mm. But the day that we've got coming up with the reptile rescues, they're actually all going to be microchipped.
Oh, so fantastic.
It's one of the first times it's been done. Most people don't microchip their reptiles, but all of the ones that are getting adopted will have a microchip. And basically that means those animals are then traceable. So if for whatever reason they did escape or needed to be rehomed again down the track, they're all traceable back to where they'd come from originally, which is really good.
I think that's such a great idea. And I understand that Kelly Vilpetz is providing, is it like classes or something along those lines to help people get set up?
Yeah, absolutely. So for people coming along that may consider adopting a reptile on the day, we are offering free tickets to our reptile workshops. So we hold these classes every couple of months, and they're essentially a two-hour course that covers everything you need to know about caring for a reptile. So if you're a beginner, really good way to come along and sort of learn the fundamentals of reptile keeping, because it can be daunting sometimes because they need special heat lights and UV lights and enclosures and food and stuff. But we cover all that on the day, and it makes it, you know, really easy for people to understand the care of the various different types of reptiles you can keep.
Now, Kelly Vilpetz is quite local for me, so I know that it's a really big facility, and I know you've got a lot of great stuff in there, but I can imagine logistically this would be an interesting challenge for you.
Yes, definitely. Well, because these reptiles are coming in and obviously we don't know all of their stories and their histories, we have to be quite careful with quarantine. So we're holding the Reptile Day in our store still, but it's up in our special training room, so it is away from our main collection of reptiles, and that's just to minimise the risk of, you know, potentially bringing any diseases and stuff in. But all of those animals have been vet checked and health checked, so they are in really good health. Definitely encourage people to come down and meet them. They can have a look at them, maybe even have a hold and sort of get up close and see if they might want to bring a new member of their family in.
I think it's a great idea. Would you ever consider doing something similar for other animals, like cats and dogs, like rescue days?
Absolutely. And we actually have been doing dog and cat rescue days for many, many years. So reptiles are only sort of an advancement of that. So we actually had an Animal Welfare League cat adoption day last week. I think we rehomed about 14 rescue cats on the day.
Wow.
We regularly do dog adoption days with GAP greyhounds as pets. And we can adopt, 10 or 15 dogs in a day, which is just fantastic. So we're open to dealing with any rescue group that needs a hand. We're more than happy to help find homes for pets in need.
Oh, Ben, you're doing great work. It's going to be a really great day, I'm sure. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, guys.